Yeah, massive game. They keep getting bigger now every week. Last Friday was a massive game as well, and thankfully we picked up a good victory in that. But again, it's not going to be easy this week either. It's going to be a tough game. They don't concede many goals. It'll be hard to break them down. But look, that's the type of games you want to be involved in now towards the end of the season, you know.
Harps aren't conceding too many goals either in recent weeks, Kieran. Three clean sheets on the bounce, and for a goalkeeper like yourself, that's exactly where you want to be.
Yeah, well, the last 3 weeks have been good in terms of that, but before that was probably an area that we weren't happy with, and we were conceding too many goals at home. The two games against Longford and UCD, where we conceded 7 goals between the two of them, which isn't great. And it's an area that we've probably tried to improve on ourselves and personally as well. But yeah, look, that's what the keeper lives off, is clean sheets, and hopefully I can pick up one or two more now between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, but and even though you're one of the more experienced players in that team now, Kieran, you're always trying to better yourself as well in that department.
Oh, I definitely. Look, you can't settle for just the same. You can't settle every week. Like, you've got to always try to be trying to improve yourself. For myself as well, there's areas where I've tried to improve on over the season as the seasons went on, and it's all them wee bits add up, you know, and you get your wee bits of luck then, you know, maybe one will hit the post instead of going in, and you get away with it. But no, look, it's an area that we're going to try and keep improving on towards now and the end of the season, and hopefully it'll pay off.
Yeah, and I mean, you did already say it's not just about the goalkeeper or the back four when it comes to trying to keep clean sheets and having a game plan in place. Everybody plays their part, don't they?
No, that's it. Like, it's sometimes, you know, say a clean sheet and it can be the goalkeeper, the defenders get the plaudits, but look, it's a whole team. It's midfield, the strikers, it's a management team, game plan, it can be the fans as well. You know, the atmosphere in around the place can really help you, aid you on, you know, to get that clean sheet. So it's everybody's got to be pulling in the one direction, and I've said that, and you know, the fans have been great over the last couple of weeks as well, away from home and at home, and hopefully that can continue, and it might be the difference in a couple of games now, a couple of tight games. Like I say, the games that we had over the last couple of years, you know, the playoffs and all, the fans were big crowd there, fans were great, and that was the difference for me. So hopefully that can continue.
Yeah, because those fans sampled life in the Premier Division not that long ago, and I'm sure just like them, you'd love to get back up there again, Kieran.
Oh, definitely. No, as a player, you want to play at the highest level that you can, and for me at the moment, playing the last 2 years, it's the Premier Division, and hopefully we can get back to that level. It was a great taste, although maybe we didn't pick up as many victories as points as we would have liked, and it ended last year, but it was a great experience to be playing at that level week in, week out. But yeah, that's a great aim, but it's going to be tough to get to that level again over the next couple of weeks. You have 7 games left plus. You don't know how many plus you're going to get then, depending on the playoffs, so it's going to be very tough.
UCD are catchable, Kieran? Are they within your sights yet?
5 points is still a lot to make up. You know, they've been very consistent all year, to be fair to them. For the moment, I think for ourselves, we've got to just concentrate in Shelburne and trying to maybe pick up the 3 points on Friday. And then you've Drogheda, who are levelling points with us. So that's our aim at the moment, is just trying to finish in the top four. Maybe we may be in a better position to answer that in a couple of weeks' time, but at the moment, it's just concentrating, trying to get as many points and stay in the top four.